Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maiden, as we're taking you behind the scenes once again, Major League Baseball, and we got the man here, Marcus Semien.
How we doing?
I'm good.
Well,
good
welcome back home.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I got to ask the obvious question. Every kid dream of playing in the big leagues. You worked hard in trying to get that break in the big leagues and took a different uniform, but you got that chance to be a everyday Major League player. How does that feel?
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, a lot of the hard work I put in started here in Chicago. Grade went down and sent me to Oakland. I just continued on working hard and earning a spot. Happened in spring training, I earned the shortstop job, and I've been here doing it, trying to get better at it every day.
And you know, you're a West Coast boy, so you're back on that West Coast now.
I am. I'm born and raised in the Bay Area, in the East Bay, so it's been amazing to play in the ballpark I grew up going to. It's a very rare experience for a Major League Baseball player to play, 81 home games in his hometown, so it's very special.
You know, you got a taste, are you over here, what it was like being in the big leagues. But, I mean, when you get to get out on that field every day, I mean, it got to be a big difference in just platooning.
Yeah, I mean, you're able to work out things that you know, you're able to go out there every day. The next day you can work on something you did wrong the last day. And instead of waiting a couple of days maybe or whatever the case may be. So it's been nice. Unfortunately, we haven't had the season that we wanted to, but as a ball player on this team, I can only do what I can each day to help us better.
So working on 162, you get up now some days and that body still be wanting to lay in the bed?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long, long season. I mean, I've learned from guys like Alexi Ramirez here how he does it every day. You got to take care of your body. Take care of your mind as well, because that's half the battle right there. It's such a mental grind. You can do those things and manage those things, you'll be all right.
What do you do differently to get yourself mentally prepared, knowing every day pretty much you're in the lineup?
I think it's a lot of preparation. Being able to know who you're going up against every day. What are these pitchers going to do to you? You're an everyday guy. They got a lot more video on you. They got a lot more scouting report on you. So you want to be able to make those adjustments to these guys, because they're not going to keep throwing you the same pitches every time. They're going to figure out how to get you out. So you got to make your adjustments.
And did they call you rookie over here since it's your first year?
No, not too much. Everybody's been great over here. We got a good, close group here. We all get along pretty well. So we just want to continue to finish strong here in September and build on next year.
I mean, what will off-season entail for you as far as preparation for next year's season?
A lot of the same things, just conditioning my body. I'm going to add a lot more defensive stuff in there so I can learn from what I did this year and get better and come back better next year on defense.
Coach, take the youngsters behind the scenes with the man. Appreciate it. All right, thanks a lot.
Good luck to you.